Hello, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Brandon on a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
Yes, I have a Miss Tiana Slater on the line for Depo. Okay, you'll take her from here. Thank you.
Okay, got it. Hello, Kiana.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay.
That's good to hear. Well, my name is Brandon Sharp. I'll be your intake specialist today towards the Depo Provera lawsuit off a recorded line here. Now, I do have to ask, do you want to see if you get a claim started today against Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And have you ever spoken to any attorneys aside from the person you just spoke to regarding this?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Now, in regards to signing any documents with any law firms, can you confirm that you haven't against Depo Provera?
I have not.
Okay. Now, was it you who took the Depo shots?
Yes.
Okay, so you'd be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Got it. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for 1 year?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
The brain. Okay, and when were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed September 12th, 2018.
Back in 2018, September 12th. Okay. And how did you find out about the diagnosis? Was it through a CT scan or an MRI, or was it both?
I actually did a CT scan, an MRI, and I also did a biopsy.
And a biopsy as well. Okay, got it. And what is your date of birth?
3/29/1992.
Yes. 3/29/1992. Okay, got it. Just to let you know, I might be asking you some of the same questions as you were last asked. I do have to double check and verify, so bear with me. But do you know anyone else who was also injured by Depo Provera as well?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. Now, when it comes to the injectable, I want to make sure that you are using the name brand contraceptive Depo Provera. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use any generic types or subtypes or just the regular one?
No, not that I know of. Just the Depo Provera.
Got it. And how many years did you use it for?
It was like 4 years, from June of 2014 to September of 2018.
To September. From June to September 2014 to 2018?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Give me 1 second. I'm going to write that down here. Okay. Got it. So about 4 years. And in one of those years, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to being diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Now, on to questions about yourself. For HIPAA compliance purposes only, can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And what is your marital status at the moment?
Single.
Okay. And your first name is Kiana. Is that K-E-O-N-N-A?
Yes.
Okay. And your last name, Slater, S-L-A-T-E-E-R? S-L-A-T-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have a middle name, Kiana?
Shadell.
Okay. How do you spell it?
C as in cat. H-A. B-E-L-L.
Okay. C-H-A-B-E-L-L.
D as in dog. E-L-L.
Shadell. Okay.
Yes.
C-H-A-D as in dog. E-L-L. Okay. I have that correct. And what is your social?
387-11-3371.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 387-11-3371.
That's correct.
Okay. So when it comes to your primary contact information, the best email that we have down is kianaslater@yahoo.com?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And can you confirm your phone number for me?
My phone number is 770-524-4060.
Okay. Thank you for that. And is this your mobile?
Yes.
Got it. How would you prefer to be contacted regarding the claim, through phone calls, texts, or emails?
You can do email, and then if you guys need to talk to me, then
okay.
We can discuss that through email.
Got it, after an email. And do you work in the mornings or afternoons? Is there a better time of day for you?
I actually have a night job, and I also work in the mornings too. But I can answer my phone calls sometimes, but it just really depends on the day.
Right, right. So you work through the night as well as in the mornings at times?
Yes.
Okay. I'll go ahead and put down maybe afternoons as a better time, but I'll also make a note of that. What is your current address?
My current residential address as of right now?
Yeah.
I am at 1710 Swamp Cabbage Drive, Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30045.
Okay. So 17, and did you say 17?
I'm sorry. I should have said 1710 instead of 17.
Oh, I see.
So 1710 Swamp Cabbage Drive, and that's Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30045.
Got it. And this is a house?
Yes, it's a house.
Okay. So going back to your diagnosis, do you remember what the doctor's name was that diagnosed you?
The original doctor that diagnosed me?
Right.
With the brain tumor?
Correct.
What's his name? His name was Dr. Harlan Bruner.
Harlan, and what was the last name?
Bruner, B-R-U-N-E-R.
Bruner, okay, Harlan Bruner. And do you remember the hospital that you were diagnosed at?
Yes, Northside Hospital.
Northside Hospital. And this is in Gwinnett County as well, right?
Yeah, Atlanta, Georgia, but yes, Gwinnett County.
Okay, got it, Medical Center Boulevard. Okay, I have that down here. And the hospital's name is Northside Hospital, Gwinnett.
It's actually the one off of Johnson Ferry Road.
Off Johnson Ferry, you said?
Yes.
Okay, let me take a look here. Give me 1 second. I see. Northside Hospital, Atlanta, correct?
Yes, that's
right. I see. Okay. Got that down. And do you have your doctor's phone number? It's completely fine if you don't.
Yes, I actually do have the phone number.
Okay. I'm ready for it whenever you are.
It's 678-312-2700.
2700. Okay. And a random question, but were you ever previously diagnosed with cancer?
No.
Okay, good to hear. Now, when it came to your treatment, what type of treatment did you go through?
I actually did radiation.
Radiation, okay.
Yes.
I see. So in the diagnosis, they did a CT, they did an MRI, as well as a biopsy. And afterwards, as treatment, they did rounds of radiation. Did you go through any other surgeries regarding it?
I did have a surgery.
You did?
A craniotomy surgery.
Is that when they removed it?
Yes.
Oh, I see. And how have you been since then?
I've been okay, honestly. Like, it's still very traumatizing to me.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. It's the last thing that you would expect after taking Depo as well. And at the end of the day, the fact that you got that diagnosis, that's the whole reason why that lawsuit exists. And the reason why we specialize with these diagnoses, because they have the highest scientific evidence leading back to Depo Provera. I'm sorry to hear that that did happen, but at the moment now you don't have any lingering side effects and such, or dizziness or anything like that?
I do have some dizziness sometimes.
I see. Okay. I'll mark that off here as well. When you did go through that treatment, by the way, was it Harlan Bruner that helped you through it?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. And did you stay at the same hospital all throughout it?
I was at the hospital
yeah.
for 8 days total.
for 8 days total. I see. And after your operation, after the radiation, did they prescribe you any type of medication, painkillers, or anything like that?
No.
No. Okay. Let me mark that off here. And in regards to the actual shot itself, what was the hospital name that you went to get the shot?
It actually was my primary care physician.
Your primary.
Dr. Janice Liam.
James Liam?
Janice Liam.
Janice Liam. Okay. Got that down here.
Yes.
Okay. And the doctor would administer the shot. You wouldn't take one home to do it yourself, right?
No.
Okay.
They would administer it in the office.
Got it. And when it comes to your treatment as well as diagnosis medical records, do you hold on to those typically or did you leave them with the hospital?
I actually do have my medical records. I was telling the gentleman before you,
yep.
They're in my storage, but I can locate them.
Okay. So you do have them. If they're physical, would you be okay with mailing them or you could always take pictures and email them?
Yeah, either or is fine. I don't have a problem mailing them.
Okay. Got it. I'll mark that off. And now when it comes to the last question I have, this is if you'd like to put down an emergency contact, so someone that you would trust with your claim if you weren't able to answer the phone or contact you in any way. Is there anyone you have in mind? It's okay if you don't.
It'll be my boyfriend.
Okay. What's his full name?
Tavoris, T-A-R-V-O-R-I-S.
Okay.
And then his last name is Jacob, J-A-C-O-B-S.
Okay. And his phone number?
His phone number is 404-207-4331.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this is your boyfriend, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you happen to know his email?
Do I know his email?
It's
I think
okay
I know
if you
one
don't.
Of his emails. It's R-U, D as in dog, Y, and then Jacobs, J-A-C-O-B-S, 36, @gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Got it. And is he stay at the same address as you?
No, he doesn't.
Okay. Got it. All right, well, that was the last question I had for you at the moment. So I'm going to go ahead and send these documents over to your email as well as your text. So you have a copy in both here. So what these are the retainers for the attorney. After you sign them, the attorney will give you a call in the next 2 days here, and they'll be able to verify the information with you. And your claim should be submitted after that. So this would be the longest call you really have regarding the claim itself. In terms of that, you should have those documents sent over now. Let me know if you do.
I see them coming to my phone, my text message.
Correct. And they should be in your email as well. So if you open them up, you're going to be able to put a signature down after reviewing the documents. Should ask for a couple of signatures as well as initials. And this is what allows the attorney to actually start the claim. This also allows the law firm to actually get the medical records from the hospital. But if you already have those copies, then that wouldn't be necessary.
Okay.
And let me know if you're able to open them up. I'll review your signatures after you sign.
I'm signing right now. Okay, I did finish it.
Okay, let me go ahead and review these. And by the way, since we are at the end of the week, and next week is more than likely a holiday week when it comes to the law firm itself, you should expect a call today. It will be from an 800 number, and that's going to be the attorney trying to verify the information. So keep an eye out for that call, as the only time they can actually submit the claim is after verifying everything with you. But if you do not receive it today, it should be first thing on Monday.
Okay. No problem.
Okay. And I'm going to send you a text from my personal desk line. My name was Brandon Sharp once again. So if you have any problems, questions whatsoever, you can give me a text or a phone call at the number I text you from. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Of course. I wish you the best. I hope everything goes well. And I hope you have a good Christmas when it comes around.
Thank you. You same to you. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.